Let the record reflect, time is 11:05. Today is Tuesday, January 31st, 2006. Would our clerk Judy please call the roll?
Representative Wilson?
Here.
Representative Otto?
Here.
Representative Lynn? Not present. Representative Thomas? Not present. Representative Guerra?
Here.
Representative Salmon? Not present.
And myself, Representative Newman. I do have a note. Representative Salmon may be a little bit late. Hopefully he'll be able to join us. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum present. Today we're going to take up some following legislation, and here is Representative Salmon at this time now. So let's recognize him. We're going to be hearing House Joint Resolution 14. This is a resolution that urges Congress to grant land to the university. It's sponsored by Representative Elkins. Today we're going to be hearing about it by one of his staff members, Jim Van Horn. Again, it's HJR 14. Mr. Van Horn, if you could please come forward and state your name for the record.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My name is James Van Horn. I'm on the staff of Representative Jim Elkins. Today before you is House Joint Resolution 14. This is a resolution that's been introduced to urge the United States Congress to pass legislation to convey land to the University of Alaska. HJR 14 voices support for the U.S. Senate Bill 293, the Federal University Land Bill, introduced by Senator Lisa Murkowski. Legislation provides a grant from the federal government of 250,000 acres and up to an additional 250,000 acres matched from the state. As the largest landholder in Alaska, it's important that the federal government provide support to the University of Alaska. The university needs a more dependable revenue stream, and this legislation makes the Alaska system more stable and similar to other land grant institutions across the nation. Eventually, they'll be able to become financially independent from yearly funding allocations from the legislature. In conjunction with House Bill 130, which was passed last session, this land grant package will give the University of Alaska as much as 760,000 acres and will make them the envy of universities around the globe. HJR 14 will inform the members of Congress how important S-293 is to Alaska because producing a long-term revenue stream for the university's imperative and in the best interest of all Alaskans. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Mr. Van Horn, Representative Elkins, do you have any comment on this or purpose?
No, I think it's important to recognize that we have put up, our state has put up their plans already. We just asked the federal government how to step up and produce their land. It is a land grant college.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Representative Gatto?
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Just curious, the lands are coming from where? From which group of lands held by the federal government? And are these lands that are essentially have some reasonable value, or are these lands not yet determined?
These lands are not yet determined. Representative Gatto, to the chair. These lands have not been determined yet. The Senate bill introduced by Senator Murkowski is pretty specific as to what lands cannot be conveyed, and as far as, you know, things of such as Anilka and native lands.
The chair would like to recognize that Representative Thomas is here. Give any follow-up, Representative?
No, I'm done. Thank you.
I'd like to make a statement as far as the amount of land that is available. If you look at attachment C in your packet, towards the end of the packet, Alaska is ranked dead last in university land grants and acreage. The percent of total grant to state so far has been 0.11%. There's many states that have already got 100% of their land that is available from the federal government to their universities, and I think that this is an important recognition that it identifies exactly how much Alaska has received so far and how much should be available. And I think an important part that I see in this is the fact that if we can get this through the university, hopefully we can get it into private hands. And the more land that I feel, anyhow, personally, we have in private hands, the better off we are. Representative Guerra?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't think I would agree with that blanket statement. There certainly would hate to lose access to fishing streams and things like that. I have one question for the sponsor of the bill. I think I support the proposal. The amount that, in terms of percentage of land percentage that's available in Alaska, I know that we've given very little to the university, and largely we've given very little to the university. But in terms of actual acreage, how do we rank compared to other stands as to what's been given to the university? Do we know? I'll speak to you outside of the. I'll think about whether I really need that. But I was just curious because it seems, as a matter of percentage, of course, we would give less land than the state of Rhode Island would give, because there's percentage-wise, there's that would lead to a very small land grant in Rhode Island given the amount of area they have. But so I was curious in raw numbers how much land we had given away. I was just curious. That's all.
My understanding that we rank really low.
Yeah. Okay. And then I guess I would share this. The one proposal I would probably make on the bill would be the university has been very bad about this. When the DNR, when they give away lands, there's a statute that says in giving away lands, we shall maintain public access to rivers, recreational areas, fishing areas, to the streams and along the streams so people can fish up and down and get there to fish. But what happens sometimes is the land is, through a series of conveyances, mm-hmm. gets to the university, and the university forgets about that requirement, and then the public access provisions are lost. So I would probably just introduce a proposal that would say in deciding which lands to give away, they should be lands that we should follow essentially the same process the state is supposed to follow, which is we shouldn't give away lands that interfere with public access to fishing streams, hiking areas, hunting areas, and I don't know what your thoughts are about that.
To fix everything away.
You and I both supported that legislation last year.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Representative Guerra. And I also recognize the importance of access to the public along fishing streams and the bill that you have introduced. And I think that that's a good thing. I also want to call into effect a little bit of what Representative Guerra said. A lot of those questions were covered last year on House Bill 130 on access to lands. I know that personally in my district we talked about areas that were available to dog sled machines. The university was very, very approachable in this subject with assurances to me that they would do everything that they could if they sold that property to make sure that they provide access around those to make sure that those trails do stay there. Also, we have RS-2477 in effect that's looking at a lot of those bills. It's moving forward right now. Representative Wilson, did you have any questions or statements?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Representative, or Mr. Chairman. It's interesting to see that the federal government has had 91 years to make good their promise to Alaska, and they still have failed to do so. You know, it's about time. It's you know, they owe it to us, and that is a promise that's not been kept in all these years. So, I mean, I think that we need to pursue this and to send it on and make sure that it gets taken care of. However, I did want to notice in the sponsor statement there is a sentence that I just love, but it says eventually they will be able to become financially independent from yearly funding allocations from the legislature. I highly doubt that will ever happen, but I think this is wonderful. I think we need to go ahead and amend it if it needs to be amended, and then move it out.
Thank you, Representative Wilson. I have a couple of questions that maybe will help this committee. While we're going through these questions, if Representative Guerra has a amendment he'd like to submit, you know, or write, maybe he can do that while we're answering these questions. Will this, Mr. Van Horn or Senator Representative Elkins, will this resolution help U.S. Senate Bill 239?
Mr. Chairman, we believe it does. It will. Presently, it's before it's in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, and as of last Friday, there is no hearing that the President's presented. We're hoping that this resolution will give it a little kickstart in moving through. Senator Minkowski is a member of that committee, and it will show that the state of Alaska has ponied up their committee.
Again, that's in reference to House Bill 130 from last year. Has a lack of ownership, in your opinion, hindered the development of the university?
We believe that it has. It's been the sole source of funding for the university, other than several grants and so forth. It's been this legislature. There's a very good, in the back, a very comprehensive legislative research report. And one of the items in it, and I recommend reading for anybody who's interested in it, is by Professor Terrence Cole. It's dated November 1993, but it's very informative. It's called A Land Grant College Without the Land, the History of the University of Alaska's Federal Land Grant. And for example, between 1929 and 1947, the University of Alaska's total income from its lands $227.50. And then some of the original 1950 land grant legislation eventually ended up to the university had a total of 8,600 acres, which was proposed in 1915 to be 20 million acres for public schools and land grant colleges. So they got less than 4% of the allocation.
Representative Gatto.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Printed in a couple different places, it shows that Alaska has total of all grants, Alaska Territory, 21 million acres. That doesn't seem to square with being last, or actually it looks like we're first or possibly second, because, well, in two charts here, says federal land grants to states for educational and other purposes in acres. Alaska Territory, 21 million. And of course, Florida beat us by 21 million 9, but everyone else is down around 11, 10, 9, 8 million. It's also in another place, the very same numbers, 21 million again. So how does that square with, is this land that we never got, or wow, land that we do have, but we don't like?
This was proposed, I think, in 1915 by our first delegate to the U.S. Congress, which was James Wickersham. Mm-hmm. And he put out the 1950 29 acres. But it was never conveyed to the state because of lack of
territory.
The state of Alaska, rural land of the Department of Interior, was tasked with surveying these.
If I can just continue, the title, Table 1, Federal Land Grants to States, is this not?
What about for you actually?
Well, here's one page, this page, only after.
In the bottom, it's labeled March 9, 2005, page 3, Table 1, Federal Land Grants for State Education.
And it appears again. 10 pages later, grants by states. And it says Alaska Territory, right back to that same number, 21.4 million. Florida, 21.9 million. Everyone else at 11, 10, 9, some down in the 60,000.
President, Mr. Chair, This refers to lands that the original Morrill Act of 1862 was the land grant, the original land grant legislation. And then as of, you see, total of all grants as of 1939, 21,447.
21 million.
These were never conveyed to the state of Alaska.
Okay. So is this, if I can continue, Mr. Chair, is this what we're entitled to? Because the title confuses me. It says federal land grants to states. But is it not, doesn't say proposed or continuing. It says nothing to modify that statement.
I believe in the history of the state of Alaska, during the state of Alaska had to be announced in 1915. Again, it was never conveyed to the state, something they never had because of high surveys.
Understandable.
Representative Wilson?
Thank you. I think it's worth noting on the first chart that we looked at that showed that Alaska only has received 0.11%. Of all of the Midwest and Western states, all of those states have not received what they should have from the federal government. And one that got the most was the state of Washington. They got 11%. On down to Alaska, that's only got 0.11%. So we aren't the only state. There, half the states in the United States have not received their fair share. So. And that's probably why it's more difficult, because there's a lot of federal parks and things like that in a lot of states, and there are several groups that are very strong that fight in Washington, D.C. against this land being given. And that's probably why they're one of the problems that we're having that this has not taken place before now, because over half the states have not received their fair share.
Thank you, Representative Wilson. I'd just like to make a quick comment on the fact that I think most people recognize the fact that I believe around 97% of this state is owned by one government or another, either the federal or the state, and a large majority of that by the federal government. Representative Salmon?
Yes, the question I have is how much land does the university own at this present day? I mean, this present time.
They would. As Representative Salmon through the chair, they own about 500,000 acres. That's a rough estimate.
Did you get your question?
Yes.
Representative Thomas?
Yes, thank you. Getting distracted by that. I was going to point out that I was just a question. I, during my research for Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act Village Corporation, I used to run into a lot of land grants in the Haines area set aside for education. Were these some of the possible land grants that may have been set aside that were rather eventually relinquished under the Claims Act? But I was wondering if these were some that we reserved under the same act that you were talking about for education. But do you know?
I really don't know, but it sounds logical that that's what we need.
There was three or four parcels, 15, 20-acre parcels, set aside for the education benefits of the local natives in the community that were relinquished by the Claims Act. So, but you'd think it would have went to the university if it was for education. Just a comment. And one other comment that in reference to the amendment, I see that's coming up here. I come from a community where when the state was granting off their land, I always say that they made the most negative impact on Native community because there was no access for hunting or fishing. And now I think your traditional subsistence lifestyle is all but gone from some of those lands that were given out without proper access.
May the record reflect that we have been joined by Representative Lynn. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to make a comment, too. Also, with Representative Thomas has mentioned that there's also land that the K-12 education area is supposed to have gotten from the state and from the federal government. And a lot of that land is there, but it's not even been surveyed or anything. And I would imagine some of the land that the university has now even hasn't been surveyed. I mean, some of it's in unbelievable places where no one's ever been even. So I imagine that is the case with some of our university land.
One more question.
Representative Tom.
If these this bill passes, and who has the ability to make the selection? The state of Alaska on behalf of the university, or federal government going to come in here and tell us what to take? Do you know?
Representative Thomas, to the chair, the bill as proposed by Senator Murkowski is pretty specific, and there's some very strict time frames that the Secretary of the Interior have to follow. And there are very sideboards on this thing where they cannot, it says the university may select lands validly selected but not conveyed to the state of Alaska or to a Native corporation, as one example. But it does refer to the university. But also at the university, at the same time, we'll have to be working with the Department of Natural Resources to make sure that what these lands are be conveyed to the state from the federal to the state itself. The university has 1 year after the secretary's approval of the selection to make a final decision whether to accept these lands or interest in lands, and shall notify the secretary of its decision. Again, it does say the university.
Did you have any follow-up, Representative Thomas? Any other questions from the committee? Okay, at this time, we will go to some public testimony. We have Dick Miles from the DNR Division of Mining, Land, and Water. Dick, did you have any comments?
Representative, no, I'm just available here to answer questions.
Do we have any questions for Mr. Miles from the committee? Seeing and hearing none, we will now start by, let's move back here to Juneau. Any public testimony? Public? None?
How about comment then?
Representative Thomas.
Yeah, where's the university? Why should we be doing something for the university if they don't support it? I don't know about the rest of the committee members, but, you know, we sit and go to committee meetings, and the people who are going to benefit never seem to show up. So I've had several committee meetings that are going to benefit them, and they don't seem to show. So do they want this, or is this something that the sponsor wants to do?
Well, we're, Mr. Chairman,
Representative Elk.
We're responding to Lisa Murkowski's legislation to show state support for what she's trying to do in conveying that land. She's made it real clear, and when she spoke before, that if the lands promised us at statehood are continuing to be conveyed at the rate they're going, it'll be 300 years before we have all of our land, if ever. And I think that's what kind of sparked us to take the initiative here and do this resolution to try to give support to her work back there.
Representative Thomas.
It still gets back to my point that maybe they don't want it. And the committee that I'm referring to that I sat through was a community dividend program where no municipality testified for it, but they've since got the signal. So I think I think we should wait and have them come in here. I think if I was going to receive a couple of million acres of land, I would definitely be on top of something here. I mean, I did for less than 23,040. You know, I didn't sleep for 3 years till we got it, so.
Well, may I suggest, if this does pass this committee, that you make sure that they're there at the next committee this does go through.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Put that on as a writer?
Through the chair, I would point out that, and you were very much involved in it, Bill, you and I both were, when we had the state lands bill, we were conveying the 250-plus thousand acres to them. I mean, they were here then.
Yes, that's the point.
Yeah.
They're all over the building, yeah.
Okay, seeing and hearing no more public testimony, we will go back. Is there any more committee discussion that we have? We have received an amendment from Representative Guerra. We received two of them. Let's disregard the first amendment number one we have and go to amendment number one stating, further resolve that in making land grants, Congress shall ensure the grants do not interfere with public access to or along fishing streams or along established hunting, dog mushing, motorized vehicle, mining trails or roads, or established roads or trails used for recreational purposes. We will now take a committee vote on it, or any discussion on this amendment from the committee.
Somebody needs to move the amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move amendment number one. I'm going to move it as a conceptual amendment because the drafters will have to decide where in the bill to put it, probably page 2, line 12. But we'll let the drafters do that, and then I'll just leave it as conceptual because there's an or that's missing. It should be or mining trails, but I do move amendment number one as a conceptual amendment.
And I have object.
Representative Wilson.
Object, just so that we can discuss it.
Absolutely. We have objection for purpose of discussion of the committee. Representative Wilson.
Thank you. You know, the concept I agree with. However, what we're saying to Congress, we can't even get them to come to do it to begin with. And we're saying not only does Congress have to decide, I mean, there is no way that Congress is going to know clear over here in Alaska every single little public access and all this stuff. Somebody down the line further, I mean, they might ensure in their bill that they convey the land that there is a clause in there saying this, but they can't be the ones that determine to ensure that the grants. You know what I'm saying? And so maybe that we need to, maybe this needs to be put in that when they do convey it, that there's got to be a clause in that bill that ensures these things.
If I may comment, Representative Wilson, this is a resolution and not a bill.
Resolution, then.
Also, I feel that as this proceeds along through the process, this will be looked at further than just this Education Committee or the House Special Committee on Education. And I think that it does make a statement towards ensuring that there is access to Alaska's recreational opportunities. Along with that, Representative Tom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, having been involved with ANSCA, Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, the feds made sure there was access and easements for recreational trails if they were identified previously. So maybe we need to make sure they're identified. If they weren't, then they weren't given the access or the traditional use areas. So that's, we've got to make sure that that's worded properly because one can go out and establish a new one.
Thanks. Yeah, Mr. Chair, I think those are good comments. I think what we would do, the resolution, if Congress pays attention to it.
hey, they will.
The only reason there's maybe a better chance than normal that the Congress will pay attention to this, normally they don't pay attention to resolutions. This one is a resolution that's going to go to Senator Murkowski, who has a bill that the resolution addresses. So I think what it would say is that the bill should include a provision like our state law does, which is as you're disposing of the lands, make sure you preserve public access. That you shouldn't just draw a circle on a map and say these are the lands we're giving away. It's not that easy. It's hard to dispose of land, and it should be hard to dispose of land. But it would, she would have a provision in the bill, hopefully, that would allow the person doing the deed to the university to maintain the public access. So that's how we do it on the state level, and that's how Congress would do it. So it's very workable, but it would probably require just a little insertion of an amendment into the senator's bill to make sure this happens.
Well, Representative Guerra, I'm sure that Senator Murkowski would entertain any suggestions you may have, but we need to address right now this House Joint Resolution 4 and how we're going to word that coming out of this committee. Do you plan to change your amendment that you have now, or are we going to carry forward on discussion on this?
Mr. Chair, what I meant to say was I think the amendment the amendment as written sends the message to Congress, and if Senator Murkowski wishes to do what we ask, that it wouldn't be very hard for her to do that. So I think the amendment as written works.
Thank you, Representative Garrett. Any further discussion on amendment number one by Representative Garrett? Will the clerk take a tally?
We're all right.
There's no objection?
Withdraw your objection.
Yeah, I've withdrawn my objection.
Okay, objection is drawn, withdrawn by Representative Wilson. Is there any objection to amendment number one? Seeing and hearing none, conceptual amendment number one by Representative Garrett passes. At this time, committee chair would entertain, if we have no further discussion on this bill or amendments, I would entertain a motion to move. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that House Joint Resolution number 14, version A, is moved out of committee with individual recommendations.
As amended.
Thank you, Representative Wilson. Hearing no objections, this bill is passed from committee. That ends this committee, and we are adjourned. Thank you.